Why does toast sweat?
Hold on. Why is toast wet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating bacon. 1 second.
What? You're eating bacon?
Yeah.
How did you get bacon?
It's leftovers. I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah, I think that I need to, like,
sweats.
Crowdsource that answer. What'd you say?
I hate it when it sweats.
Sorry, guys.
It's cool, Ty. Okay. Ty, do you know why toast sweats?
No, I don't.
Damn. All right, I'll figure it out one day.
What the, I don't know what you're talking about.
you know how
bottom, and then it doesn't stay crispy anymore, it gets mushy.
That's yeah, just like that's because the bread is absorbing moisture, because when you toast it, all the moisture is leached out of the bread.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, it evaporates when you toast it because of the high temperature.
So then when you put it on a plate and you pick it up and there's dew under there.
Yeah, it's all the moisture that formed in the surface of the bread.
Toast sucks. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, we do, you know, we live in very humid environments usually, so.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, that makes sense to me. I appreciate that. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Fandemonium. This week we are talking about Halloween spookiness in fandom, whatever that means. I'm Mariah.
I'm Marley.
I'm Tyler.
Here we go. Okay, guys. Some spooky stuff. What level of spookiness can you guys take in your entertainment? Like
zero.
You know?
Zero.
I can take about zero, a 7.
You think about 7 out of 10, Ty?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say I could take probably about a 7. Maybe
yeah,
a 6.
You and me like Alien and Predator and all that stuff.
Yeah, I like all that stuff.
Which is about as creepy as I want to get.
Right, for sure. You know what I really like to do is when I worked at Movie Stop, I would have my friend Lauren tell me, because she was a horror movie buff, and I would have her tell me all the plots of these horror movies like they were ghost stories. And tears would literally be streaming down my face because I was so scared.
Luckily, you didn't have to watch it.
Yeah, I like that so much better, reading about it rather than seeing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or having it told to me. I like that better.
Yeah. I'm not really a horror movie person myself.
I'm fascinated by them, but I sometimes can't bring myself to watch them, you know?
Yeah, I don't watch them for the sake of it, because like it's all about that one thrill, which people like, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
It's very repetitive.
Yeah. What do you think the scariest movie you've ever seen is?
Me?
Yeah, all of you.
I have to think on that one. Let's see.
I know. I'm going to think about that too.
I know which one you're going to say.
Oh, what do you think I'm going to say?
Funny Games.
Oh, yep.
Called it. Called it.
Triggered.
Triggered. I think it's the only time Mariah's ever left a movie theater. Or the movie's still going.
Oh, God. No, that is the only time. Triggered. Literally, I'm having flashbacks.
PTSD, no.
Oh, God. Yep, that's it. That's the one. What about you, Mar? Can you think of one?
Probably Stranger
Things. Yeah, Stranger Things. Like a specific moment, or just like that was borderline too much for you?
No, that was like the most I can take.
Yeah. I don't blame you. It's spooky.
After not having seen like any of the Alien movies for a while, I would say that Prometheus was the scariest movie I've seen recently.
Oh man, that was really scary though.
It was definitely just way creepier than I was expecting.
It was very creepy. They're making another Alien, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah, they're gonna make a sequel to Prometheus too.
Yeah, exactly. I love the Alien movies. Mar, but you can watch the Alien movies.
Yeah, I love the Alien movies.
Yeah, see, those are really spooky to people.
Mm-hmm.
But
they are horror movies.
I don't think they're scary.
I
just, they're jumpy outy, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. But some people would say that the first Alien is one of the scariest movies of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what scary movie I genuinely love, guys? Because I think it's a masterful movie. The Exorcist. Have you guys ever seen that?
Which one?
There's no way.
There's no way, Mark. The first Exorcist.
The first Exorcist?
Yes. I think it's incredible.
It's incredible as like a classic movie because it introduced things that are
done before. I think like story-wise and acting-wise, it's really, really good. It had a very troubled shoot, if I'm to understand it correctly. Like a lot of crazy, horrible things happened while they were filming it, and they were like, it's possessed.
I wouldn't touch it with a 40-foot pole, so.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't play those games.
Have you seen Woman in Black?
No. Mar, have you seen Woman in Black?
Huh?
Have you seen Woman in Black?
No, of course not.
That's probably the only PG-13 movie that I never want to watch again.
Oh, God.
It was not enjoyable. It was very scary.
What'd you say, Mar?
Would you consider Sleepy Hollow a scary movie?
No.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, then I watched that.
Yeah, not the television show, but the movie, yes.
Yeah, the movie's pretty horrific when his freaking head regrows. That's not...
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, there's some really spooky stuff in the Sleepy Hollow. Yeah, for sure.
Tim Burton, some of his stuff, the serious movies.
Yes, yeah. Some of his stuff is definitely, I would classify as horror. Ooh, spookiest TV show.
Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful. Triggered. Yeah. Mar, you got to watch Penny Dreadful, boo.
I say that, and then you're like, don't watch it. You're going to ruin your life.
No, you'll like it.
Ty, have you finished it?
Oh, of course.
Mariah told me the entire plot and how it ends. So
I watched the third season in one day.
Yeah, I cried at the last episode.
The ending was my favorite, but.
The ending was so bleak.
Well, it was just like, what happened to Dracula? He just like gave up, whatever.
Yeah, they were like, fuck him.
He's like, bitch.
Yeah. Mar, you would love Penny Dreadful, but you need to fast forward through the spooky bits, okay, boo?
When the Nightwalkers are introduced.
Oh, yeah, that was horrifying.
I was like, I am not prepared for this.
Oh, they were so creepy looking. You know what part like ripped my soul out of my body though? Literally, I lost my shit and I had like tears streaming down my face. Is that episode where that witch that she's living with gets burned at the stake, you know?
Oh man, that's just sad though.
No, that's what I'm saying. It ripped my soul out of my body. I was devastated by that.
But it's cool. She was reincarnated. It's fine.
I know. It is fine. But still, it was really, really upsetting.
The badass physician or the psychiatrist.
Yeah, she was awesome. I loved her. So yeah, TV shows. Penny Dreadful. Mar, you got a spooky TV show? Yeah. Stranger Things.
I've seen it 4 times.
Stranger Things? Marley's a little fangirl. Huh?
I see that. I watched it once. That's about it.
I watched it twice.
I have some friends that aren't into it, and so it's kind of depressing for me.
I feel like you should give it to those friends.
There's some anime that I watch that are pretty freaky.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bizarre, trippy stuff in anime.
There's a classic anime movie. It's called Akira, which is probably the creepiest anime movie I've ever seen.
I've not seen that.
It's
I've heard of it.
Yeah, the ending is takes some like it's gross, but it's very good though. It's a good story. And then there's another show, a newer anime that came out. It's called Parasite.
Not familiar.
Parasyt.
Mm-hmm.
And one day these parasites start slowly infecting people throughout the world, and they're very And they build until they take over the body of the person, and the parasites basically they become the head of the person. The head of the person Yeah. Well, no, they can make it look like a normal person.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is that they eat people.
Oh, that's so horrifying.
The rest of the body is still a normal human body, but they control it so they can make it stronger and faster. But their head will like morph into like blades and stuff like that, and then giant face, you know, giant teeth, and just munch things. And the main character, he manages to stop the parasite because the parasite like enters wherever it can. So like if it enters in the arm, it'll try to travel up to the brain, and he managed to. He didn't know what was going on, so he just tied it off his arm and went to and like passed out. And if the parasite doesn't bond within a certain amount of time in the brain, no, it'll get stuck.
Oh.
So it got stuck in his arm. It becomes his right hand. Well, no, the parasite like won't kill its host because it needs its host to survive.
Oh, okay, I see.
But they obviously don't agree. Parasites don't think humans are anything special. They're food.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that.
For sure.
It's really creepy.
I mean, it sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
But
I would never watch it.
Marley, what would you say, Mark?
I would never be able to watch it.
Yeah. What about, like, even, like, Spirited Away?
That was the scariest thing I saw as a child.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Very scary, guys.
I watched Dragon Ball Z all day long. That was,
I
like,
know.
But, like, the Halloween episode from Boy Meets World. Like, that scares me every time I watch
it. No, Marley you is guys genuinely... Are ridiculous. She's genuinely triggered by that episode, though.
Triggered.
Like, what'd you say?
Then you know.
Oh, for sure. Every time... Because I watch that, like, on repeat sometimes. Because it's my favorite episode of anything. And if Marley happens to be walking by when I'm watching it, she'll just, like, start screaming when... Like, it's like, like, it's very obvious because she's seen it 50 times, but.
But she gets.
Like, I know Scream's going to jump out.
Yeah, she knows Ghostface is going to jump out, but she's still, like, surprised. God, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious to me. Hey, you guys know what other children entertainment is super horrifying? Remember that movie we used to watch when we were kids called Little Nemo?
Yes.
Adventures in Slumberland.
Yeah, it's another anime. Yeah. That's like Spirited Away.
Oh my gosh.
So scary.
Loved it. Terrifying.
Yeah. Remember like there was that goop monster and like Santa was a villain or something?
Yep.
Oh my God. I totally forgot. We have that movie still on VHS.
Yeah, we do.
It wasn't Santa. It was the Sandman.
Oh, okay. He looks like Santa.
Terrifying.
Sounds similar. Sandman, Santa.
Yeah. In my head, it was Santa, and I was like, no.
No, it's Sandman. He pretends to be a good guy, but he's a bad guy.
Oh, God. I hate that movie. I hate it so much. Oh, my God.
The parade in it.
There is a parade. And his bed flies.
Yeah. I wanted his bed really bad.
I didn't want anything to do with that movie. Yeah, it grows legs, it walks. Oh, I hate that movie. I hate it.
Mariah, you know you like it.
I don't, though. Genuinely, I hate it. It like, scarred me a little, you know?
Aww.
Have you guys seen the first Halloween?
Yes.
Is that the one
with Michael Myers?
No, yeah. I haven't.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Have you
it's
seen the
so good.
One?
No.
No, man, because I don't like Rob Zombie, boo. He scares me too bad.
Yeah.
Well,
Jamie Lee Curtis was back in the newest one, so.
Oh, was she?
It came full circle.
Did she get killed?
Spoilers.
Tell me now.
No.
Tell me.
Spoilers.
Okay, great. Thank God.
Yeah, the first one's interesting.
I like the first one.
Yeah.
I think it's a good movie. I like the older horror films, like from the 70s and stuff. Like the classic ones, because I feel like they were a lot slower paced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like terror, 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 terror. It was like, oh, we have a plot happening. Oh, here's some spookiness. Everything's okay. Or is it? You know? That's like the plot of every horror movie.
Funny Games wasn't fast, but everyone, but you won the lead immediately.
Funny Games was a different, that was like psychological terror. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't like it. I couldn't handle
it. I hated it.
I remember you coming out of the theater and you just being totally.
You left 30 minutes in. It was pretty, yeah.
It was horrible. Oh my god, I'm having flashbacks.
It was horribly scary, obviously.
Don't think.
No, I mean, it's probably. What, Marley?
Explain the plot again.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, this family, so. Yeah.
Yeah, this family is going to like their like lake house for vacation, and they're driving, and they stop by their neighbor's house, and their neighbors are acting kind of strange, and there's two young men dressed completely in white with their neighbors, and they're like, oh, whatever. They go to their house. They're putting things away. They have a dog, golden retriever. There's a knock on their door, and it's the young gentleman dressed in white, and they want to borrow eggs, and they're being very pushy. So the wife lets them in, and they're acting very, very strange. And dog starts barking, stops barking. Okay, so things get out of hand. When the dad tries to get them out of the house, they take a golf club and they shatter his kneecap. So they like hobble him. And they take the mom outside and open the trunk, and the golden retriever is dead. They kill the golden retriever. And so they sit the family down in the living room because it's a mom, dad, and a little boy. And they're like, we're going to play some games with you. By the end of the night, you're all going to be dead. And so it's like, that's exactly what happens the whole movie. They like just terrify them all, and then they kill them all at the end.
And then you find out they did it to everybody else in that in the
they did it lake. To everybody else in the neighborhood. Isn't that crazy?
I would have shot them in the brain pan.
See, there's a part in the movie where Tim Roth's character gets a gun, or maybe it's Naomi Watts. One of them gets a gun and they shoot one of the boys. And then one of the boys picks up the remote and rewinds it. And he turns directly to the camera and he's like, I bet you guys really wanted to see that, but that's not going to happen.
Oh my.
Yeah.
So.
There's no way.
Yeah.
It's so bleak. It's so bleak.
Oh.
Right.
They're just like, psych.
Yeah, exactly. Psych. Hey, would you guys classify Silence of the Lambs as horror?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that movie though.
That movie.
That's not. That doesn't scare me. I love that movie.
No,
it's so freaking good.
The only thing that's scary is when Lecter slams his head against the freaking glass, or like jumps up through the glass real fast.
Oh yeah, that's always. He's so good.
He's so good. It's Anthony Hopkins. He's amazing.
Are you watching Westworld?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued. I want to know what's happening.
I think I have a plan.
Oh, what do you think?
He just wants it. I think Anthony Hopkins just wants the whole thing to end.
Oh.
So he instituted all these changes that it looks like the androids are just developing them. It's all his plan. He did everything.
Oh, that's great. I like that.
Or he created true AI on accident again.
Oh god, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Mara, are you watching Westworld?
No. I don't know what
it's on. It's on HBO. You would probably like it.
Well, I ad for it.
Yeah, it's I like it a lot. It's good. It's very intriguing. But okay, guys, let's bring this spooky Halloweeny episode to a close and tell me very briefly, what are you guys currently into?
I've been watching anime, so.
Yay.
I started this one show. I can't pronounce it. But they only have 2 seasons on Netflix.
So can you describe it?
It's the one that's. It starts with the I, Ty. You saw me watch
it. Inuyasha.
Yeah.
Okay. There's more than that. There's more than 2 seasons, but they only have 2 on Netflix.
What?
There's more than 2 seasons, but they only have 2 on Netflix.
That's what I said, yeah.
Okay.
But now I'm on Naruto, and I'm on season 3. But there's like 58 episodes per season.
And there's like 20 seasons, and then there's Naruto Shippuden, which has another 500 episodes.
So basically, Marley's going to be watching anime until she dies.
Basically. She can catch up.
Ty, what are you currently into?
I am about to get back into video games. I haven't played in a while. I'm going to download Battlefield 1 and finally get into that.
Cool. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it. What am I currently into? Great question. Black Mirror. Have you guys seen Black Mirror?
Yes, I saw the first season.
That is what I'm currently into. You both would like it. It's like the Twilight Zone level of spookiness.
British.
And it's a BBC show. Every episode, completely different cast. They have nothing to do with each other. Very, very good. Very spooky. But that's what I've been watching. Yay. Highly recommended. So, gang, thank you for joining us this week. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review. You can send us an email at officialfandemonium@gmail.com if you have any questions or topic ideas or anything like that. And check out our website at fandemonium.org. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
Nope.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.